Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
Let's read Romans chapter 6, please. And verse 23 says this. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we do trust this afternoon that God will add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. I wonder, you know, for those of us who are dads in the meeting, and I know there's one or two of us who are dads, I wonder this morning, did we all receive a gift? We've been thinking of this verse and it says about a gift. And I wonder this morning, were you like me? Did you get breakfast in bed? I didn't. But I did get a few gifts. And you see, as I opened those gifts this morning, I'm not going to tell you what they all were, but they were nice gifts. I have to say that because my daughter, she flew specially over this weekend because it was Father's Day and she doesn't like to miss her dad's Father's Day, and it was good that she was there. My son, well, he was somewhere else and he wasn't able to be there. But you see, we received a gift this morning, and some of these gifts that we received, they will last a while. Some of the gifts that I received this morning, I'm sure they will last me for many years. But I want to think about a gift this afternoon that will not only last a few years, and it will not only last many years, but the gift I want to speak about will last for all of eternity. You see, this verse said this. It said, first of all, the wages of sin is death. And there's a negative side of that verse. For you see, the Bible tells us that every single one of us were sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3 and 23, it says there is no difference, for all have sinned. That means it doesn't matter who you are in this meeting this afternoon. You could be the very youngest person, you could be the very oldest person. But the Bible says this, all have sinned. And the Bible tells me in this particular verse that sin has its wages. And it says, for the wages of sin is death. I suppose it's something we don't like to speak about, is death. But the Bible says that one day, if the Lord be not come, then you and I will pass from time into eternity. But the question is this, where will you spend eternity? The Bible says there are but two places. There is that wonderful place the Bible speaks about. It speaks about a place called heaven. A place where all the Christians one day will be. A place where the Lord Jesus Christ is. A place where there is no night. It's a beautiful place. But the Bible also talks about a place called hell. And the difference with that is a place of blackness. A place of darkness. And it's a place where those who have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ one day will be. But you see, the second half of this verse is a positive. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life. I very simply just want to look at that word with you this afternoon. And it's the word gift. You know, when we all think about gift, and we all think about gifts that we want to give to each other, we try, don't we, to find the perfect gift. And I'm sure maybe as you got your Father's Day gift this morning, and maybe you looked at that gift or gifts and you thought to yourself, that's just perfect. That's just what I was dropping a hint about. and that's what I received. I have to confess, I did drop one hint about a particular gift that I wanted, and believe it or not, it came, so that was good. But you see, we try and find the perfect gift. It's amazing what you can find out in Google these days. I just typed into Google, how do you find the perfect gift? And this is what it said. It says there are three things to consider when you look for the perfect gift. So children, listen up. Number one, it says the gift should reflect the one who gives it. Number two, the gift should reflect knowledge of the one who receives it. And number three, the gift should be of a nature and quality that will hold its value for some time in the future. When you think of the gift of God, number one, Jesus reflects the one who gave it. Number two, God's gift is his Son, and it was the greatest gift that he could give. And number three, the gift that God gave will never ever lose its value. You see, God gave the best that he could give for you and I. The Bible says that God gave his Son from heaven. And it says that God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to come down into this world. It says that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was born there in the manger. And the Lord Jesus Christ, it says about him that he's different from you and me. You see, why is the Lord Jesus Christ different? You told us at the beginning that all had sinned, and that's right. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he was God's only well-beloved Son. The Lord Jesus Christ, he came through the Virgin's womb. And the Bible says this about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he knew no sin, that he has no sin, and in him there is no sin. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You see, God, he could give no greater. And God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you and I, we can have our sins forgiven. You see, so sometimes you and I, we might receive a gift. And maybe that particular gift that you have received, maybe it's a gift card. And on that gift card, it will say the amount of money that you're allowed to spend in a particular shop. And then when you turn that particular gift over, it might say this: you have to use it by a certain date. If you don't use it by a certain date, then it's ruined and, well, you can't have the gift. But not so with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no sell-by date. Sometimes we receive a gift, and that particular gift that we receive, it might last for a year, and then you have to, as they would say, you have to update the gift. Not so with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same gift that you and I receive from God himself. You see, sometimes with a gift that we receive, we can sometimes exchange it if we don't like it. But the gift of God is eternal life. This gift is something that you will never ever want to exchange in your life. For you see, the gift of God, it's eternal, eternal life. You see, what is eternal life? Eternal life is something that will go on and on and on. You know, people will say to us today, Raymond, when I pass from time and life is finished and they put me down into the grave, sure, that's the end of life. I don't need to worry about anything else after that. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says this: it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, for those of us who are saved this afternoon, we are looking forward to that day when we shall be with the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have eternal life. And we know that no matter what happens to us, we are going to spend eternity. You know, we really can't take that into our small minds, can we? That we are going to spend an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. For you see, the giver of this gift is God. He gave the very best of heaven so that you and I, we can have our sins forgiven. And so you think, who is the giver of the gift of eternal life? It is indeed God. You think of the letter I, and I've just thought there about the individual. For you see, the gift that you received this morning on Father's Day, it was only for you. Oh, that gift that I received this morning, I couldn't give it to somebody else. Why? Because that gift was bought especially for me. And maybe you were like me and you received a card this morning. And you see, that card, I couldn't give it to somebody else. Why? Because it was a personal card. The card that said, "To Dad, with lots of love from Laura." So you see, that card was a particular card for an individual. And so this gift of salvation, it is for you as an individual. This gift is from God. And this gift is for you as an individual. Well, you see, it's the same gift that we all receive. For you see, that night that I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ in 1988, I received eternal life. And that night that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you received the same gift as I did. You see, it's a personal gift. The gift of salvation is for you as an individual. If you were to jump into the book of the Acts in chapter 16, remember there one day there is a Philippian jailer. Oh, that big tough man. That man who has taken Paul and Silas and he's beaten them and he's put them into the inner prison and he's put their hands in locks and their feet in locks. And these men are praying, remember, at midnight. And God sends the earthquake. And remember, what does the jailer do? Oh, the jailer sees that everyone, all the doors are open, and he thinks that everybody's escaped. But what does Paul and Silas do? They say, listen, don't do yourself any harm. Why? Because we're all here. And this is what he said. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Oh, he didn't say, listen, what do all these other people have to do to be saved? No, no, he was only concerned about himself. And I do trust this afternoon, if you're not saved, then you might think about yourself. You might think about this gift is for you as an individual. And the answer that he got that day was, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." You see, the message of the gospel, it's never changed down through the centuries. The message of the gospel is still the same. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember Bartimaeus? There he was sitting by the highway side, the blind man, he was begging. And he hears about the Lord Jesus Christ coming down. And he cried. He says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And it says the Lord Jesus Christ, he stopped. And he called the blind man to him. What did he say? He says, "What will thou that I should do unto thee?" Oh, Bartimaeus didn't say, "Well, I want you to do this and I want you to do that." No, 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 no. Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And it says that he trusted the Lord Jesus. His eyes were opened and he followed the Lord Jesus Christ on the way. What about the malefactor who was hanging beside the Lord Jesus? Remember, he was dying there because of something that he had done wrong and he was put to death as a punishment. And he looked at the Lord Jesus, the one who was dying there for your sins and for my sins. And what did he say? Oh, he says, "Lord, remember me." Well, he didn't say, Lord, remember all these other people round about the cross and remember that other malefactor. No, 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 no. He was only concerned about himself. And he says, Lord, remember me. Let me ask you this afternoon, have you ever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever acknowledged that the Lord Jesus Christ, he died for you as an individual? He shed his blood at Calvary. Why? So that you and I, we can have our sins forgiven. I wonder this afternoon, have you accepted the Lord as your own and personal Saviour? You might say to me, Raymond, tell me, does this gift cost me anything? Not at all. For you see, this gift is free. You see, when I received those gifts this morning, I didn't say, now, wait a wee minute, these are lovely gifts that you have given me, but tell me, how much do I owe you for the gift? Then it wouldn't have been a gift, would it? For you see, that gift that I got this morning, the price had already been paid. And so it is with the gift of eternal life. There is nothing to pay. There is nothing for you to do. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he paid the price for your sins and mine by shedding his blood there at Calvary. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to be the Saviour of the world. And the only way that he could be our Saviour, it was to go to Calvary. It was to shed his blood so that you and I can have our sins forgiven. The Lord Jesus Christ himself could say in the Gospel of John, he says, I am the way. He says, I am the truth. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And another verse in John's Gospel, he says this, I am the door. He says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You see, there are not many ways to get to heaven. Oh, it's not just if you come to the gospel hall here at Dunfermline, then that will get you into heaven. It's not if you read your Bible every day that that will get you into heaven, although that's a good thing to do. The Bible says there is only one way. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. And so the price has been paid at Calvary. And the price has been paid by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. What about the letter T? Ah, you know, I love that letter T. And I've just written there, take. You see, when I received that gift this morning, I could have looked at that gift. And I could have said, yes, that's a lovely gift. I could have said, yes, that is a free gift that has been given to me. But if I left that gift in the bag, it would have done nothing for me. If I said, oh, that's a lovely gift, and well, I'll just keep it in the bag, I could never have used it. You see, what did I have to do? I had to receive the gift. I had to take the gift. And I simply said, thank you. That gift then became mine. I wonder this afternoon, have you ever taken the gift of salvation? Those gifts I received this morning, what did I have to do? I had to take it for myself. What does it say in the book of Romans and chapter number 10 and down there at verse number 9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says again in the book of Romans that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder this afternoon, what are you going to do with this gift? I wonder this afternoon, are you going to accept the gift? I wonder this afternoon, are you going to say, yes, it was for me as an individual that the Lord Jesus Christ died at Calvary? I wonder this afternoon, are you going to say from your heart that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, there is that great promise. It's not if you do that you might be saved, but it says thou shalt be saved. You say, when is the best time to receive this gift? Should I wait till I go home? No. Should I wait till tonight just till I'm about to put my head in the pillow and then accept the gift? Well, the Bible says this. It says that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is God's day of salvation. You see, we can't promise you another day. Oh, no doubt you're like me and you've got arrangements made for tomorrow, and you might even have arrangements made for the summer. But these arrangements might never come. The book of the Proverbs says this. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Why? For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You think of those passengers who are aboard that flight and coming from India, coming to the UK. And it says within a few moments, apart from one, they were rushed out of time into eternity. I'm sure if you had spoken to those people who got on the plane and said, tell me, what are you hoping to do today? And they would say, we're hoping to go to the UK and we've got plans for the next few weeks. But for over 200 of those people, they were rushed from time into eternity. I do trust this afternoon, if you're not saved, then you might think about this gift, this wonderful gift that God has given. He gave his son, why? So that you and I can have eternal life. And I do trust you'll think seriously about this matter. And if you're not saved, then you'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal saviour. Let's just pray.
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.